It is time to cross the Tasman now and have a chat with our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Good morning, Kerri-Anne.
Good morning, Ingrid.
Obviously, both of us are celebrating Anzac Day or commemorating Anzac Day. The gatherings around your country, what, at record levels as well?
Oh, yeah. Every year. It's increasing every year. I went to the dawn service here in Canberra at the War Memorial, which is a big one. And there was something like 30,000 people there. I mean, it was insane. I don't live too far away. And I left home with my son and his partner at about 4:30, something like that, to get there by 5, to get a reasonable spot. It started at 5:30. And it was already, you couldn't get anywhere close to it. So it's quite an astonishing thing to see around the country that we really do come together as a nation, and we enjoy the mateship. Everybody goes to the pub after, or breakfast, or whatever they do, and there's a general sense of well-being, which is not evident on other days, particularly on Australia Day.
Mm. Bit of a contrast there. I'm not sure if you're aware, our Defence Force people who were actually at Gallipoli for this commemorations this time around had lost some of their baggage, and your guys helped them out with we lost our bugle, and they gave them a cornet. I don't actually know what that is, but it's a bugle type object that they were able to help out. So the Anzac spirit was alive and well Anzac Cove there too.
Yeah.
Not such good news. Seven teens under arrest and in custody on the terror-related charges. This is the police are laying charges following the stabbing of the Assyrian bishop a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, well, this is a horrifying step up from what we considered to be, when it was first dead, an isolated incident of a 15-year-old who had stabbed this Assyrian bishop as it was being streamed live. He was arrested, he was charged, it was nominated as a terrorist attack. But in its wake, there's been these teenagers ranging in age from 15 to 17 who are all on a WhatsApp chat group sharing extremist material, including the one that did the stabbing. And they've all been arrested on charges related to the incident and sharing terrorist material. And the police believed that they had to be kept behind bars, including a 14-year-old who was going to be allowed out on bail until the prosecution stepped in and said, we're going to be mounting a challenge to that, so keep him behind bars for the time being. But they believed these young boys to be of such threat to the community that they had to be locked up and they had to be arrested now. They wanted to continue to look at them and to surveil them, but they said, nope, it's time to bring them in. What is happening out there in Western Sydney that these young people are being indoctrinated? There's all, of course, a lot of theories flying around, one of them which is, of course, the spread of misinformation and hate speech on social media. But it's pretty terrifying that such young men have such extreme thoughts and want to do harm to the country that they live in.
Yeah, no, that is a worrying trend. And just finally, this is a horrible stat about the number of women murdered by partners or people they know in Australia.
Yeah, yeah, enough. Enough is enough. We've now, one woman every 4 days is being murdered in Australia in domestic violence-related incidents. Well, far more than an incident. It has the latest one, a horrifying event in Forbes in regional New South Wales has prompted a review of bail laws by that state. We can't go on like this. This is an argument we have been having for decades about the increasing level of violence against women here, and why don't we do anything about it? I can't understand it. It's terrible. It's a horrifying statistic, and women of Australia have had enough. We're sick of it. We want to see something happen.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you very much. That was our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh.